to understand this headline. Within the past hour, the United States transferred the very last American-run prison in Iraq. It's a milestone. I think that's safe to say. This is a major milestone. The war winds down 7 years after the U.S. invasion toppled Saddam Hussein. But it also evokes some pretty painful memories of how the U.S. dealt with prisoners during the Iraq war. Joining us now from Baghdad is the BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse. Good morning.
Good morning.
First, give us the details about this prison and the transfer.
Right. Well, it's a high security facility, as you might expect, just near Baghdad International Airport. It currently holds around 700 detainees. Now, most of these have been handed over to Iraqi control. They're a mixture of people, really. Some of them suspected Al-Qaeda members, some of them members of Shiite militias, some of them former members of Saddam Hussein's regime, notably the former foreign minister, that very visible face of the regime before it was toppled, Tariq Aziz, was handed over just yesterday. There's some wrangling over that, his lawyers suggesting that perhaps he's now in danger in Iraqi custody. But interestingly, I think the Americans are hanging on to control of 200 detainees there, what they call high-value detainees. Again, some of them Al-Qaeda members, some of them other former members of the regime.
For whom do you think this is more significant, for the Americans or for the Iraqis?
Well, I think it's significant for both. I mean, obviously, the narrative here in Iraq is that the Americans are drawing down, as they put it. They don't like the words withdrawal or departure too much. They're drawing down. They're handing over responsibility to the Iraqi authorities in all respects, as you see here, but not just militarily, but also in terms of the criminal justice system and that kind of thing. So in that sense, this feeds into the narrative that both sides officially want to put over, that the Iraqis are taking over more responsibility for their own country as they move towards full sovereignty, and the Americans are drawing down. But as you mentioned in your introduction, there are, of course, painful memories here. The United States' record in treating its prisoners in Iraq hasn't always been great. We remember Abu Ghraib, that very kind of traumatic, I think, moment in the American experience here, and of course traumatic for the Iraqis as well. But then on the other side of the coin, the record of the new post-Saddam Iraqi regime in treating its prisoners is not great either. We get persistent reports of people being arrested without charge, disappearing in the prison system, being tortured inside sometimes secret prisons. So I think there are very much two sides to this event today, which the authorities, of course, will want to put a positive spin on.
And how do you think this is viewed among the Iraqis? Do Iraqis feel as though they are becoming fully in control of their own civil government, or is the American presence there still somewhat overpowering?
Well, at the moment, I think most Iraqis would ask you, what civil government? We had an election here on the 7th of March. What's that, May, June, July? That's nearly... it's 4 months ago now, and we've still got no government in place. I mean, obviously, the government continues to function as a kind of caretaker government, if you like, but all bets are on hold, really. So I think we're in a state of limbo, really, here in Iraq, at least as far as the Iraqi authorities are concerned, because they're still wrangling over who's going to be prime minister, who gets what ministries. The Americans, on the other hand, are not quite ignoring this, but their withdrawal is going on ahead regardless. And they're saying that, at least for the moment, that this political stalemate is not going to affect their withdrawal. So whether or not the Iraqis feel ready to take over sovereignty, that appears to be what's happening.
I can tell you, Gabriel Gatehouse, that here in the U.S., this is like barely a headline, which is spooky in its own way, the transfer of this prison. You describe it as a caretaker government. I might describe it as more of a soap opera government. It's more theatrical than actually civic. What assurance do we have that the Iraqis, who under Saddam Hussein had a notorious reputation for abusing prisoners, and of course we know the U.S. reputation from Abu Ghraib, et cetera, what assurance do we have that things don't just go back to the way they were under Saddam?
I think, to be quite frank, in some cases and in some situations, they're already back there. I mean, we saw just a few months ago, there was this secret prison that came to light. It was a facility that apparently nobody knew about. There's some argument about who was controlling it, but a number of branches, different branches of government, deny any responsibility. It was basically a barracks at a small air base in Baghdad, where a whole bunch of people who'd been rounded up in the north of the country, Mosul, suspected Al-Qaeda militants, around 400 of them were incarcerated without charge and tortured for a number of months. When this came to light, a whole bunch of them were released. Another whole bunch of them were transferred into the transparent, if you like, prison system. But Iraq's prison system has a bad reputation. And I think in many cases that's probably deserved.
And, you know, that calls into the question. You know, Tariq Aziz, as you said, has said he might get killed. He put in a phone call to his lawyer. His lawyer says, he said, "I'm sure they are going to kill me." And to what extent will the UNS be held responsible in Iraq? Should something happen to him? Should they hand over control of this prison and there be more further cases of abuse?
Well, I think there will certainly be some who will hold the U.S. responsible. In fact, Tariq Aziz's lawyer was quoting him as saying that President Obama is no different to President Bush, and if I go, he will have the blood of Iraqis on his hands. So certainly there are people here who will see U.S. blame in that. But there are plenty of other people here as well who just want to get on with being a sovereign nation, who do want to see the Americans leave as quickly as possible. I don't think Iraqis at the moment are united on that question.
Gabriel Gatehouse is the Baghdad correspondent for our partner, the BBC. He's talking about the transfer of the last American-run prison to Iraqi control that occurred in just the past hour.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.